Hi, Susie. Are you on the line?
I am. Good morning, Tom and Kelly.
And good morning, and I am so glad you made it back. Now, last time we talked, it was your birthday, and you were going to go to the slides of the Grand Wailea. Did you come home in a decent hour? Were you a good girl, or did they have to take you off the property?
Well, Tom, I'm guilty. I had so much fun. I stayed the night. They couldn't get rid of me. I had a blast. I had three of my best girlfriends with me, and they helped me celebrate 23 all over again. It was fabulous.
Fantastic. Now, when we talked last week, you just said you're going down the slides. There was nothing about spending the night. Okay, now this is a...
Oh, well, Kama Aina, check it out. I recommend it.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm glad you had a great birthday, and I'm glad you made it back in one piece, okay?
Thank you.
And it kind of leads us into our topic, all right, Susie, because it's the importance of balance training, okay? And I'm not sure exactly what that means. Can you tell us what is balance training? What does that mean?
Balance training is a real important component to anybody's workout routine, and I would encourage everyone to learn about it and try to achieve that every time you do work out. Balance training defined is basically training your brain to perform in all planes of motion correctly and safely. And meaning planes of motion, your front, behind you, and side to side.
Well, how does one train their brain to do that? I mean, most of us figure we can walk and not fall over, if it's not too early, late in the evening, rather. But
right.
how do we train ourselves to do that? That sounds kind of complicated.
Well, you'd be surprised. Another fancy term I use in my studio, because what I do mostly in my studio is functional training.
Mm-hmm.
And that balance training is a huge component of that. And basically, we are training the brain to fire the right part of the body to respond to the action needed. And so, for example, if I have you standing on one foot and I toss a light medicine ball at you, your brain has to know what muscles to fire first for two reasons: to catch that ball and to keep you standing on one leg.
Now, I'm standing on my left leg. I'm standing on one leg right now. I'm standing on my
yes.
left leg. Okay, and I notice that I'm shaking a little bit shaky, all right? So is that because, now Ray is actually doing a much better job. He's standing on a little step stool, and he is like perfectly steady, okay?
Well,
is that because I'm taller and better looking than Ray, or what is it?
That's a good one. That's a new one. I've got to make a note on that.
Why am I a little bit shaky and Ray is so steady?
Well, it could be a number of things. He could be practiced to that position. Also, Tom, sometimes I've discovered that some of my clients are right leg dominant versus left leg dominant.
Ah.
And you might have weaker, fine muscles at the hip joint, the knee, and the ankle on that side.
I just switched my legs, and I'm doing much better than Ray.
Right. And also, I find that clients and people that have maybe an injury on one side, they really compensate on one side, so one leg might be stronger than the other if they're dealing with a back injury, a leg injury, et cetera. It also could be, genetics. It could be just a number of things with your nervous system not firing correctly. It could be due to medication, a number of things.
Now Susie, all joking aside, I notice that as people get older, they tend to have more falls. And I just had a very good friend whose mother fell and broke her shoulder. It was a very traumatic event for her because she's a very healthy woman. She's in her early 80s, but then she broke her shoulder, and she had tripped and fallen. Is there anything we can do to help our parents, seniors that we know, learn how to balance better? Is there something that they can do to avoid or minimize some of these falls?
Oh, sure, Tom. And, next to that, hip fractures, too, are on the rise, and they can be quite devastating for someone of that age. Sure, it's real simple. If they're standing, they can do this whether they have a walker or they can go up to their kitchen sink and grab onto something sturdy and just gently shift your weight to one side, whether it be the left or the right, and then lift up that other leg maybe an inch or two off the ground, bend that knee kind of softly, and gaze straight ahead. Don't look down, look straight ahead. And just shift that weight back and forth, and then time yourself 5 seconds, 10 seconds, to 15 to 30.
Now, I'm doing that. I'm holding on to the railing here in our expensive studio that was flown in from Paris just for this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was doing that, and not only that, but it also felt good in terms of the muscle. I felt like it was just kind of stretching the leg muscle a little bit. Is that another benefit?
It is a benefit. You're strengthening all the fine muscles that keep you balanced while you're walking, while you're, running on the beach, when the, let's say you go from the parking lot to the pavement, mm-hmm. or a parking lot to the beach, you know, we have a, you know, the sand is different and different, you know, you feel that when you walk on the beach. And it's just strengthening all those muscles that often get ignored. The large, powerful muscles are often overused, and we forget to pay attention to the real tiny muscles that help us balance and reduce falls.
So these are like the little people muscles. We kind
That's right. They're supportive muscles.
Are those what they call, from talking to people and doing some research, are those what they call the firing muscles? They kind of tell the big muscle, here it comes, get ready?
Well, that's a whole scientific theory that is correct. But yes, in a short answer. But again, it starts with the brain first. So oftentimes, you'd be surprised. I have a couple injuries where my nerves they're not connected properly. And my brain, like when I'm surfing, I've got a 50-50 chance in getting up, and my right back leg has a nerve condition. And sometimes my brain says no, and my leg says my brain says go, and my body says no.
Now, Susie, you know, we've been talking a lot to people, and we got about 45 seconds left. Is it? It's the brain. It's kind of like soil. I mean, you can't have good plants without good soil. You can't have a good workout without engaging the mind, right?
That's true. That's true. So that's a big part of my training too, and that's called again proprioception training. Where we train the neuromuscular component of the body. And we're all connected that way, and it has to start from the top first.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that. I just didn't want to sound like, you know, like a Mr. Peabody, you know. It's like the brain training. What about the brain drain? Everyone in the class, you know, like have a brain drain, and there's just no way that they can get their brain to function. What do you do with people like that?
Well, I refer them to their physical therapist or a neuro specialist.
I thought you were going to say, I tell them they really should go and be a morning talk show host. That's the only hope the only hope for them that they have. Susie, you're so sweet to come in. We really appreciate it. And we learned so much when you do. Let people know how they can get a hold of you if they've been trying to stand on one leg and take notes.
Oh, great. Well, my phone number is real easy, 808-283-2121. And on my website, I have lots of balance training equipment and lots of articles I've written for several years on balance training. And you can find those articles at www.susietrainsmaui.com.
You know, and I want to say something about your articles. I've gone up and read them, you know, and they're written like they're written by a ghostwriter. They're that good. They are excellent writers. You are an excellent writer.
Well, I've taken notes from someone real good myself. So
you know, I can't wait till your book and it comes out, and then the movie, and then the Oprah appearance. So
funny you should ask. I'm working on that.
Susie Trains Maui, SusieTrainsMaui.com. Aloha, Susie. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Aloha, Tom. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Susie. She is something else, man. I believe it. She's great.